a big goal of the Land of Opportunity Project has always been to be rooted in post-Katrina New Orleans, but to really take the story of post-Katrina New Orleans and apply it beyond New Orleans to other communities and other urban areas that are experiencing sort of challenges in post-crisis environments that may not be as intense as Hurricane Katrina was, but that are still bear a lot of resemblance to sort of what we've been going through here in New Orleans for the past almost 9 years. And so when we saw Sandy kind of threatening the East Coast and sort of the magnitude of it and the reactions that people were having and that sounded very familiar in some aspects, it really felt like it would be a very interesting process to begin to sort of connect the dots, to sort of see what the similarities and differences, of course, but what some of the similarities are. And can there be lessons learned that we sort of say, oh, can we learn from the past, from what happened with Katrina, and sort of alter the outcome in a post-Sandy recovery scenario or any other disaster? How can we get better at this?
I wonder how you think that specific narrative about Katrina and its relationship to other disasters and other communities, how has that narrative changed since the immediate aftermath of the storm? 9 years later, do you think the nation understands more that this is not a unique circumstance, that lots of communities face disasters? How is that understanding of those poor people versus we're all at risk changed?
I actually think Sandy played a big role in that. Because before that, it was really easy to kind of distance the New Orleans story and say, well, that happened over there. And those people live in these precarious, in this precarious below sea level situation. And it's really on them to, we don't know why they're doing that. And then all of a sudden, you know, like I said, the most theoretically invulnerable city in the world was actually brought to its knees by Sandy. You know, the subway system was submerged, you know, like
right. That
the infrastructure of that city was actually much more vulnerable than anyone had allowed themselves to imagine. Folks on the Gulf Coast know and understand what that reality is so intimately and really feel for folks when they start to experience that in other places, especially if they don't have that kind of history. You know, I saw such an outpouring of, you know, stories sharing and experience sharing and knowledge sharing, which I think is really amazing and actually under-recognized that New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, the sort of knowledge base around how to recover from a disaster. I think that that's a really underutilized resource that folks should be thinking about more.
And so you've created this platform, Katrina Sandy. Explain to us what it is, what you hope people will get out of it.
I reached out to this amazing collaborative documentary project called Sandy Storyline, which is basically community members sharing their stories on this online platform of, you know, recovery, all sort of different scenarios of recovery and rebuilding after Sandy. And so we decided really early on that we were going to partner on this interactive timeline that would do something a little different than what timelines usually do, which are so based on kind of strict chronology. And so we were really just much more interested in sort of the phases of disaster that can take, you know, depending on where something occurs, it can take 2 years or 2 months or 2 weeks. So what we settled on was storm, aftermath, recovery, rebuilding, and future. And so New Orleans on that timeline serves as kind of the base for understanding these different phases and the comparison point for understanding these different phases and recognizing that Sandy is very much an ongoing process right now. I mean, we took stories from their platform and then collaborated with a bunch of local filmmakers here in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast to create these sort of short multimedia narratives that are really compelling human sort of emotional stories around people's individual and collective experiences of these phases of disaster. But then we've surrounded it with all this research and analysis and commentary and data that creates a context and an issue framework for understanding the larger picture that's at play here beyond these two locations and these two events.
You split the screen in half with one on Storyline on top and one on the bottom, Sandy on top and Katrina on the bottom. Do you have a favorite story or comparison that you enjoy on the Katrina Sandy platform?
The first storm story we have actually is 12-year-old Travell Lyons, who lived in New Orleans East and escaped Katrina, you know, was trapped in his attic with his mom. And he tells this story of how he got through all of that with the help of a guardian angel that he's convinced at every turn helped them get through it.
I had a guardian angel on my back ever since I woke up. I mean, God assigned him to me. He blessed all of our endurance by having us walk the UNO, which is far a bit from here. He blessed us with being able to get on the helicopter safely. He blessed us with not getting us into any harm because there was a fight on the causeway. He blessed us with having family members in Baton Rouge to come get us. And he blessed us with having a well-off grandmother to send us plane tickets to go to L.A.
And we juxtapose that with stories of folks who had different experiences surviving Sandy, and children talking about how scared they were and what they experienced. And, you know, one child talking about being in a high rise with no electricity and having to climb up the stairs in the dark. And it, you know, I think it's really important to take a look at those young perspectives and how resilient kids are as they get through these really, really traumatic experiences and how that can give us hope.
Well, Luisa Dantas, filmmaker, media maker, thanks so much for sharing this new platform with us. And of course, we have a special interest in these stories as we come up here on the 9th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Thanks so much.
Thank you.